We moved about 2,000 Department of Justice employees from various buildings in the D.C. metro area, including offices like National Place and Patrick Henry and Bond, and consolidated many offices over at the 2 Constitution Square, which we refer to as 2Con. And we did that on time and under budget. So we're very pleased with the move, and all of our employees are very happy in their new location.
What was the primary motivation? To save money, to get people under one roof, all of the above?
The primary, yes, it would be all of the above. Consolidation, making sure that we are up to date and using state-of-the-art kinds of building materials, being the building that has the highest green energy standards. This is a LEED platinum level building. What that means is a leadership in energy and environmental design platinum level certified building with greater environmental and energy benefits. It's the only LEED certified building that the Department of Justice occupies in the National Capital Region. And it's, I believe, only the second in D.C. to receive this designation. So we're very proud of that.
And when someone walks into the building or they work there, what are the manifestations? What can you see and touch that you know, hey, this is a really gold or, I guess, platinum certified building?
There's a green roof on the top of the building. I mean, when you walk into the building, it has a large atrium, and you can see that it's state-of-the-art. Each of the offices are designed in such a way that we are using maximum space and maximum number of employees in the space. The roof of the building has a green environmental water runoff vegetated roof cover, and that's very new in building these days. It's a powerful tool in combating impacts of the environment.
Now, many offices get rid of personal printers, consolidate some of the electronic equipment that can be redundant and power hungry. Did you do that also within the space?
We did. We were very careful to handle all of our moves with all of our employees by conducting change management sessions. We met with all of the employees and talked with them about the most efficient way to move, not necessarily move everything that was in your current space, but to take a look at what you need and what helps your work be efficient and sensible. And so we had, we used Green Movers. That's not a company name. It's just a way that we moved the employees. We talked with them about the new space, about where they were going. We gave them a tour of the building about 2 weeks before they moved in. And everything operated so efficiently and so easily, even the hooking up of all of our IT equipment, our telephones, everybody was ready to go on day one. So everybody was very pleased with the move.
And just a quick word on who moved. You mentioned offices from throughout the district area. Did you get certain divisions of justice all together that had been scattered?
As you know, the Robert F. Kennedy building is the main building for the Department of Justice, and our Attorney General and the senior management staff remain here. But many of the administrative offices in the Justice Management Division moved over to 2Con. That includes about 1,500 people. And we had other components move, including the community-oriented policing services, which is known as COPS. Another example of that would be the Office on Violence Against Women. They also moved. So we were able to consolidate many offices that were, you know, thrown around the city in different buildings are now all under one roof, and that really leads to, you know, better intra and inter-office collaboration and leads to really new levels of information sharing. We're very pleased with that.
We're speaking with Mary Barr Santangelo. She's Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Human Resources Administration at the Justice Department. Now, some companies and some federal agencies, when moving to new facilities, have fewer cubicles, fewer seats, if you will, than employees to encourage telework and hoteling and that kind of thing. Was that part of your strategy?
We do encourage telework, and we do hotel to some extent. We're working on the teleworking aspect of our workforce. This was in part included, but it wasn't the main focus of what we were doing with 2Con.
So having made the move, 2,000 people, what advice do you have for other agencies that are just about to move?
Well, hopefully before they're just about to move, you know, again, I think our change management sessions where we really talked about, you know, what the move will be like, how to best and most efficiently move your office materials and furniture, utilize as much of the furniture that you currently have in the new spaces so that you're not unnecessarily spending federal dollars. And really take care of your employees so that they are prepared for the move and they don't just get moved from one spot to another without any care and attention.
Now, that NoMa north of Massachusetts Avenue, I guess you're in northeast part of district?
Yes, it's north of Massachusetts.
Yeah, what's the neighborhood like over there? That's
a really coming area. It's
a
becoming a very vibrant area. There are more restaurants and shops in the area. There's a Harris Teeter about a block from the building. It's right next to the Metro, the New York Avenue Metro, which makes it very accessible for our employees when they have meetings with us over here at Maine. So it's a very nice area. It's getting to be very, very nice.